And welcome to all of you. And so we'll get started with a prayer. And Richard told me that he is not going to be here today already. Richard from Hawaii. And so if you would just kind of pull the ending together for us, we'd deeply appreciate it. So I'll start off with prayer, everyone, and then we'll leave it open to see if anybody wants to add a prayer aloud. And just keep it to let the Holy Spirit work through you. And so with that, we'll just start up. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you to ask that you release your warrior angels to protect us and put your hedge of protection around my brothers and sisters gathered here on this call. We pray that our sacred time together may be used to strengthen us in our battle with the enemy, who lurks and plots to destroy what you have established through your Son, Yeshua, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the Christ. Deafen the ears of the enemy, blind the eyes of the enemy, take us off the radar of the enemy, as we pray using our spiritual weapons to intercede and protect one another and all of those laboring to spread the good news of the kingdom. Break our yoke with evil and anything that has allowed the enemy legal rights to access our lives and the life of our nation, America. We have united to battle all that binds us in any way that the enemy and that binds us to the enemy and his kingdom of darkness. Heavenly Father, you are all powerful, mighty, majestic, and all holy. We stand before your throne of mercy today. We ask your forgiveness for ourselves, our parents, and our ancestors back to Adam for ungodly and unholy covenants, alliances, pacts, agreements, partnerships, and friendships that we have participated in that yoked us in the defiling way to the kingdom of darkness. Forgive us and our ancestors for opening the doors of the gates of hell into our lives and our families' lives. Forgive us for opening doors through immorality, business partnerships, and financial agreements. Lord, in agreement with the blood that cancels and removes all sin, in agreement with Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, and in agreement with the power of the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that all verdicts, judgments, consequences, rulings, and reaping effects be now nullified, canceled, broken by the power of the sword of your word.
Aaron,
break every ungodly soul tie binding us to the kingdom of darkness. Lord, in your great prayer, break once and for all the chains that bind us, tether us, feather us, leash and restrict us from moving out in the strength of a warrior. Anything that keeps us from fulfilling the dreams you have planted in our hearts. Loose us now in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. May we be firmly established in that which you have planted in our hearts. Let us stand with integrity, majesty, power, and great authority in our calling to be a part of your beautiful harvest. Lead us safely through the storms that may arise as we move into battle with you to accomplish your will here on earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We want to praise you for what you have begun to do. We see in our nation that how you are routing out evil, exposing evil, exposing the enemy's work. And it's gone on for so long. And when we claim by the blood of Jesus, we claim the territory of the West here, California, Los Angeles. We claim this territory, Lord Jesus, from you. And we pray that you would destroy all of the strongholds that are in that area there. And we just come against all the frequencies of the devil, of Satan, through the news media and through magazines and papers and newspapers and radio. We just praise you for the victory that you are going to give and for the strongholds that are going to be smashed. And you are going to fulfill, Lord, the purposes that you had from the very beginning for this nation, that this nation might become again a great lighthouse to the world of righteousness and of grace and of reconciliation to you, Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, knowing that you are the lover of our souls. You are the lifter of our heads. You desire, God, that we would be in intimate relationship with you. Father, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work within your people, that we would be concerned earnestly that we are right with you, that those things that would interfere with our relationship with you would be set aside. Father, I pray that you would convict us of sin and convince us of righteousness and judgment to come, that we would confess those things that need to be confessed and put aside those things that need to be put aside. Father, you are preparing a bride for all eternity, to live with you, to be in relationship with Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would grant us much grace, that we would cooperate with all that you want to do within us. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Father, I ask also that those souls in the United States, Lord, there are many now who have been touched by great difficulties, which has softened their heart. Father, the people in Puerto Rico, the people in Houston, the people in Las Vegas, the people in Florida, Father, and all of us even watching what's going on is very, very sobering. Father, I pray that as many, many people are in a tender spot right now, that Holy Spirit, you would speak to them clearly, that they need to call upon the name of the Lord.
Yes.
I pray, Father, that they would see, but that by your grace extended to them and touching their hearts, that they would see that their life is but a vapor. This is our testing period. This is our time to get to know you. And
yeah.
Father, I pray that many would be brought into the kingdom of God now. Lord, that you would use
yes,
this situation. You are the God that takes the circumstances and situations and works them together for good. Lord, you have a plan and a purpose. And Lord, I pray that many would come to repentance. Father,
yes,
you have
Lord.
Said that you would, that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance and a saving mm-hmm. relationship with Jesus Christ. Father, bring many into the kingdom. Jesus came to save souls, and we agree with you. We want souls to be saved. We want to cooperate with you in prayer, in speaking to people, in praying for people. Father, what we can do to allow your will and purpose to come forward in the saving of souls, Father, touch our hearts that we would not shrink back. Father, mm-hmm. anoint your church to pray, to preach, to teach, to mm-hmm. speak, that souls would come into the kingdom. Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Father, in Jesus' name, I give you awesome glory and thank you so much for the work that you've begun right before our eyes. Father, I thank you so much for what you're doing in Hollywood, oh God, in these days. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and demons and the devil. Those people are not our enemy, but we have an enemy, and we name that enemy. And Father, I thank you that we, instead of going to you and talking to you about our mountain or about our problem, I thank you that you've sent us into our mountain of influence, and you've told us to tell our mountain about our God. And so, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, since there's no distance in the Spirit, I go to Hollywood, Father, and I just speak truth in Jesus' name, and I release heaven in Hollywood. As it is done in heaven, shall it be done in Hollywood in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus of these people that are the light is being shown on these people that are involved in prostitution and pedophilia and even bestiality, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray that more and more and more light would be shown in Jesus' name, and that these people would come with a contrite spirit and a contrite heart, Father, of brokenness. Father, there's no place more than California that has your churches built up, your ministries there, Father. And, Father, I just pray that the arms of those ministries and those churches will be open to take these orphans that have been so abused by the devil and love on them and show them the love of Jesus Christ that breaks all the chains. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray that this is the year 5778 of the open of doors. And I thank you, Father, that those doors in Jesus' name, I proclaim it now, will be opened. And those people that are in these horrible situations will run out of them and into the arms and open doors of your body of Christ, your army, not to find condemnation. Not to find, I can't touch you, holier than thou isn't, but Father, that they would come and find the Father's arms. Like prodigal children, Father, that they will come back and they will be honored and they will be esteemed and they will be healed in the name of Jesus. And great, great revival will break out in California.
Mm-hmm.
And Father,
mm-hmm.
I just lift this name. And I thank you, Father, that you're changing the name from Hollywood to Holywood. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name,
Amen.
That you are lifting up men and women of integrity and might. I thank you that there are movies that proclaim the goodness of God and the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ in the can right now, waiting to be produced, waiting to be developed, waiting to be on the screens all over the world. And, Father, I thank you for those playwrights and those producers and all of those people. You have a remnant in Hollywood. You have a remnant in Hollywood, Father. And I thank you that you just give them supernatural ideas right now as we're speaking. And if they go to their computers and they go to their laptops and they go right now to the drawing board and they just start this amazing, putting the Bible, putting the best story ever told into movies and books and plays, Father. And I don't know why people need sci-fi, because, boy, I'm Isaiah, and that's all the sci-fi I need, glory to God. And I thank you, Father, that these things will be out on the screen for everybody to see the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he brought down principalities and powers, how he crushed the devil, how he melted the faces of the demons that day when he went to hell for us, and how he came back through Abraham's bosom, and how he preached the gospel, and how he took captivity captive, and how he led them and put the blood of his own body on the mercy seat in front of you, Father, for the whole world. Father, what better story is there? In the name of Jesus, I thank you that the story will be on the screen before we know it. In Jesus' name. Father, I also thank you for everything you're doing in Washington, D.C. I thank you that you're draining the swamp, blessed be God. And I thank you, Father, that you're going in there and routing out the devil that city and that state and that district and this nation belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. He bought and paid for it with his precious blood. Jesus is Lord over the United States of America. Jesus is King over Washington, D.C. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for our president. I pray for the spirit of Jesus to be upon him day in and day out, Father. I pray that he bows the knee, Lord. I know that he's had a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ these last few months. But, Father, I pray that you endue him with power from on high. I pray that Jesus immerse him in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in another tongue, another language, a heavenly, powerful language, Father. I pray that the baptism of the Holy Spirit come upon our executive branch, Father. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you have surrounded him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor as the shield, O God. I thank you that the devil cannot touch him. I thank you that the arrow that he tries to hit him with can bounce off Jesus every single day. That protection continues between around him and his family, like President him and his family and everyone else. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, about the next election, the 2018. Father, send more Jehu, send more Cyrus, send more Washington, and take out those people, Father, that have decided with grit in their teeth to stand up against your agenda. This isn't Trump's agenda. This is agenda from heaven, from the very throne room of God. And I thank you, Father, that those that cannot get on board this train will get off in Jesus' name, one way or the other. And, Father, I pray that more will come in this 2018 election, that you are now calling and touching your men and women, your elect, your remnant, your young men and your young women, and saying, it's time now, it's time. Come, run for Senate, run for Congress. It's time. I'll be with you. Will you join me? And I thank you that they say, yes, Father, here I am, send me. And I pray for them, Father, and I pray for every path and every moment of that campaign in Jesus' name, from the day they say yes to the day they get sworn in and beyond. Father, it's a great and mighty day that we have in front of us. I am humbled that I am alive these days. I thank you, Father, for the honor and the opportunity to be at work with you, to be shoulder to shoulder and literally pray with these great saints that are on this call and many more. And, Father, I ask you to bless them in every walk of their lives, in their families, in their finances, in their health, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they can rise up and do this mighty word. In Jesus' name, Gideon's army, blessed be God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Real quickly, shortly, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I keep coming in front of people who have a manuscript to turn the Christian and the white man, and how we brought wickedness into this world and how there was killings everywhere. Father, I pray that you, if these manuscripts are not of you, that you completely cut them short, that you do not let them produce these films to poison the minds of the people and put even more fuel to the fire that is raging across the nation. One I came across yesterday, Father, I pray that if it is not of you, that you completely destroy it. You do not let it go forward. You let it flop in the box office. As the sister before said, bring up Hollywood and destroy Hollywood. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to come together, to be united, Father, in your spirit. And we recognize, Father, that you are the only God. You are the one behind everything that's going on. And everybody that would try to come against you, they do not understand. They are coming against the power of the Almighty God, the only God. There's no power, there's no wealth, there's no authority under heaven that can exceed the power of the living God. And we thank you that that power is fighting for the church, fighting for your children, mm-hmm. fighting for the lost, for such a time as this, Father God. You've called us to pray. And we thank you for that. Let your will be done. Expose the plots of the enemy that they might continue to be taken down, whether it's Hollywood or politics or the church, Father God, that the bureaucracies that have fooled the masses, that have fooled us, Father God, because they're successful, we think they must be righteous, and they're not, Father. They're filthy rags. So, Father, we pray for their salvation. But if they do not bow their knee, we know that you will deal with them. You will deal with the kings directly, if need be, Father, your will that we're praying to be done. And we thank you, Father God, for we know that no matter what's going on, what it looks like, no matter what the powerful people would say, the World Bank, the George Soros, whoever, they do not hold a candle to you. So we celebrate that our name is written in the book of life, and we ask, Father God, for your continued grace and mercy, and to pour out your power upon your church, that we might rise up, perhaps just one last time, to bring you glory and honor and praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I want to praise you for the godly men that you have put around President Trump. I praise you for the time that they have in your word together every week. Oh, Lord, just give them your thoughts. Give them your ideas. Give them your plans. And may they keep their eyes on you through all this tumult and all these accusations and all these things that are going on. We just trust you, Lord, that they will continue to grow in you in these days. Jesus.
Amen. Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Anyone else want to add a prayer?
Dear Lord Jesus, I would like to thank you for bringing me here to this beautiful conference called Prayer Circle with like-minded people where I have a connection and I can feel safe to speak what's on my mind. That is for good of you and for this country and for the world. I am so grateful for this. That I can pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to come down and to touch all of us in a way that we could reach out with complete strangers and pull ourselves together for one common good, which is that of yours and only yours. I am so grateful for this chance in my life to be able to pray with such beautiful people right now. It is amazing. So with all of the terrible, horrible things that are going on, I feel like I have been given a beautiful gift of awakening, and I so want to share it with the rest of the world to help bring them on board, starting with my family and with my friends, and moving as far out and stretching out as far as my arms can possibly reach to bring everyone into the same space which we are all at today, which is so beautiful and comforting. We are no more living in Monsters, Inc. We are actually living in the ability to make other souls laugh and bring peace and harmony together through the small gift of prayer, which is so very great, as long as it's doing your will and with your Holy Spirit within our souls. I ask, dear Heavenly Father, that in order to help us all get here, that we each help each other wake up and help them find the wisdom to understand what we're saying and the courage to act upon it as we are. And it doesn't have to be as hard as a battle, but as loving as your beautiful soul in our prayers and in our actions to bring people together so that we may do your will as you wanted from the beginning, so that we may follow you into a peaceful state and thank you for Donald Trump and for giving him the courage to step out of what he felt was comfortable and going into the whole world that's unbelievable and doing so well in what he has accomplished. And may he continue to do so, and may we continue to support him and your agenda so that your will be completed here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in unity. All of us on this call, Lord, we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ who purchased us with his blood. And we come to you as one, petitioning you in the heavenly court, Lord, for all of the things that have been prayed today on this prayer conference call. Father, we just praise you for all the awesome things that you have created in this life, in this earth, and the great blessings that you have given to each of us by being alive and abundant and living in the United States. Father, you're just such a great and awesome God. And we just praise you, Lord, for all of the things that you have done. And Father, we just ask forgiveness and we repent, Heavenly Father, where we have failed you and your kingdom, Lord, on all of the things that we maybe should have done but did not do for various reasons. Lord, we repent and we return to you, Lord, to help turn this country around, each state around, each city around, to return to you, Heavenly Father, in your ways and your commandments. Father, we know that there's evil and wicked and corruption throughout this country. And Father, we just ask that you would reveal and shine it in your light, Lord, the truth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Expose it, Heavenly Father, for all to and once you tell us, Lord, that it can be cleaned up, corrected, and the respect be in great abundance as well, Heavenly Father. We just take this on at the highest level of our government, in schools, in businesses, in Hollywood or Hollywood, as someone has described it, Father. It's just that so much can be done, Father, through you doing and taking action. Father, we come to you asking you to show us what to do. But we give you all the glory. You are the victor. You are the one who accomplishes everything. You created this universe in an instant by speaking it into existence. And Father, we acknowledge your great and awesome power. And that everything you do on this call, day-to-day walk, Lord, will be glorified by you. Father, we join in praying for True News on the television channel and television network, Lord, that would be a blessing to so many people and that it would glorify you, Heavenly Father, in all of the work that Rick Wiles and the team there does, Father. And thank you for letting us be aware of Father, so that we can share the good news of Christ with others. Father, there are so many things that have been prayed today that are so much on my heart and the hearts of the other people. Father, we just ask that you would grant all of the petitions that have been made today in this prayer call. And Father, we pray for our President, President Donald Trump, that you would give him divine protection, supernatural energy, and supernatural health, Lord, and give him great divine this vision making that taps into your decisions, Lord, on how you would have things go. And give Donald Trump a great deal of clarity in his thinking so that he can have really clear decision making as it pertains to improving and correcting so many of the issues that confront us here in America. Father, as a group, Father, we just ask that you bless each and every person on this call. Help us, Lord, in the same way as we pray for President Trump, Lord, that we pray for ourselves in the same way for divine protection, divine energy, divine health, divine decision-making, and divine clarity of our thinking. And, Father, we also ask for great courage. We ask that you encourage us and that each of us encourage each other to share the truth
not just the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the truth of all things, of all the things that someone has mentioned, being awakened. Father, we are awakened, and we know that you are out there and sharing and showing us those actions that we need to take in order to correct and to do our part in saving America. Father, so we just come to you asking you to show us the way, lead and guide us. Teach us how to pray better, Lord. Teach us how to speak better. Teach us how to share the truth better, Lord. Teach us how to recruit our family and friends into all of this same effort, Lord, that it would be great and glorify you. And Father, we just ask that you would raise up true believers in Christ all across this country to form prayer groups like this and to pray for our country, for our president, and for our local issues as well, Heavenly Father. Thanks for the chance for all the great things that are coming. And Lord, we have great hope in you and in Christ and in our salvation. And Father, we just praise you and thank you so much for the ability to be on a call like this and to share with each other. And Lord, I just ask that you would bless each person on this call just manifestly in a great abundance in all ways, Lord, in finances, in relationships, in love, and in freedom, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just pray especially for Strike Force of Prayer leader Michael Ortega, Lord, that you will give him divine protection, health, energy, divine clarity of thinking as he leads the prayer team. Father, we just ask for great blessings for everything that the Strike Force of Prayer does. And Father, we just come to you humbly, asking for all of these things in the name, power, and authority of the one true Messiah, Mashiach Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 One last note before I dismiss you or let us go. There will be more information on the strikeforceofprayer.com in days ahead. I believe in listening to our prayers here this morning, I hear the heart of everyone being in prayer. Even though you may not have voiced a particular prayer this time, I know your heart united with us, and we're all together in unity, and your closeness to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, is what draws us together and keeps us moving. And the Strike Force of Prayer will continue every Thursday like we do. It doesn't matter what falls on that Thursday, even Thanksgiving Day, there will be a prayer call. And also we've extended the 11s. In other words, there will be 11s in 2018, because 2018 is a very important year too. So we're going to we'll have more information as we go along for you to read up on and know about. And I just wanted to let you know I am deeply grateful for all the support that you give to one another and to me. And I just want to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that you spend the rest of this day and the weekend ahead in the glory of the Lord and everything being taken care of for you in divine health and divine abilities that God is giving us. And thank you for your prayers. And if you want to join Melissa's group on Monday and Wednesday, I can give you that information. Or if you don't have it, she prays for the West Coast. Hers is called Rocking the West Coast with Prayer. So with that, I let you go, and God bless you all, and thank you so much, because
God
I know.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care, Michael. God bless. Thank you.